In Masechta Shabbos, in the Sugya of Chanukah, the Gemara says, Psilas u'shmanim she'em adlikim ben b'Shabbos, inferior candles and oils which we may not kindle with them on Shabbos, madlikim behem b'Chanukah. We may, however, light with them on Chanukah. The Sefer Maharnaim offers a powerful homiletical interpretation on this statement. Neirois, which connotes souls, ner Hashem nishmas Adam, they're psulim, meaning they are unaffiliated and disconnected, they feel flawed and deficient to the point where she'em adlikim behem b'Shabbos, where incredibly, even the profound light and warmth of Shabbos does not ignite their uninspired soul. Madlikim behem b'Chanukah. The awesome, luminous light of Chanukah will ignite even those souls. Statistics prove that more Jewish people around the world feel connected to the Yom of Chanukah than any other Jewish holiday. What is so unique about Chanukah that it has this amazing ability? It does something to the person that no other Yontif can achieve. It's because Chanukah is what we would like to call the underdog Yontif. It falls out at the end of the month. The mitzvah is done exclusively at night. We start lighting from the left side. Even inferior oils can be used. The Yontif of Chanukah is loved by all because Chanukah is the Yontif of inclusivity. It's the holiday that doesn't leave any Jew out in the cold. Chanukah doesn't discriminate. It accepts and embraces everybody. Every Jew, no matter their level of observance, is included and can connect to the warmth and luminescence of Chanukah. The Gemara asks, "My Chanukah, what was the miracle of Chanukah? Why do we light candles on Chanukah?" And the Gemara answers, "When the Greeks entered the Heichel to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Tumi Kol Hashmanim, they defiled all of the oils that were in the Beis HaMikdash. And when the Hashmenom emerged victorious, Batku, they searched the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, V'leimatzu, Ela Pach Echad Shel Shemen. They found only one jar of pure oil." And the question is, first the Gemara says, Tumi Kol Hashmanim, the Yevanim contaminated all of the oils. But then the Gemara goes on to say that they found one jar of oil. How's that possible? If all of the oils were touched by the Greeks and rendered impure and unusable for the menorah, how are they able to find one jar of pure oil? And the Rebbe of Shmelka says something so profound. He says, initially, there was no pure oil to be found. But then Batku, the Yidden, performed an intense search. They had an intense desire and a yearning to find pure oil. And only because Batku, only because they went all out to find pure oil, Hashem performed a miracle for them, and they found Pach Echad Shel Shemen. The searching was a prerequisite for the Nes happening. Had they not searched, had they not put forth the effort, the jar of oil would never have been found, and the miracle of Chanukah would have never taken place. What an amazing idea. And our lesson is, when everything appears to be tamei, when all hope is gone, when things look hopeless, they look bleak, and despite that, we put forth the effort and exert ourselves to continue searching and seeking out light, Hashem will go beyond the world of nature and guide us towards that light. Every Jew, no matter how removed and unaffiliated from Yiddishkeit, no matter how depressed and despondent they may feel, can connect and find comfort in the warmth and the radiance of Chanukah. Why is that? Because Batku, when we search inside the recesses of every Yid, we will find that Pach Shemen, that pure jar of oil, that Pintali Yid, that human black box, that can never be destroyed. Shortly after October 7th, there was a huge rally in Washington, D.C. in support of Israel. There was a young man there that didn't look remotely Jewish. Long hair, piercings, tattoos. They asked him, "What brings you here?" And he said, "Although my parents are Jewish, but religion never meant anything to me. I live in the Midwest, and I never even identified as a Jew. My mother spoke about escaping religious persecution in Iraq, and my father lost many family members in the Holocaust. But to me, they were just stories. It never resonated with me. Until October 7th. On that day, everything changed. After seeing the way the world reacted to the horrible atrocities and witnessing scenes of Jew hatred on the streets of America and on college campuses, the Jew inside me woke up. I want to thank the enemies of Israel and all the anti-Semites that are marching in cities worldwide, spewing messages of hatred, for giving me the wake-up call that connected me to my God. It connected me to my religion and to my people. I'm Israel." What a story. It was the hate and the darkness that awakened the Pintali Yid that was embedded deep inside his Yiddish neshama. On Chanukah, we light candles symbolizing neshama. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Chanukah Shmoina Yomim. Shmoina has the same letters as Neshama. Neshama has the same letters as Shemen. Chanukah, which always falls out during the darkest time of year, the days with the least amount of daylight, has the incredible ability to ignite even the lowliest Neshama. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.